Oh, grant, dear Lord of love, that we receive rejoicing the word proclaimed by John, our true repentance voicing, that gladly we may walk upon our Savior's way until we live with him in his eternal day. For our daily prayer, we use the order of morning prayer, found on page 235 in the Lutheran Service Book, or page 024 in the middle section of Treasury of Daily Prayer. Let us pray.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. Oh,
today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter. King Herod heard of it, for Jesus' name had become known. Some said, John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. That is why these miraculous powers are at work in him. But others said, he is Elijah. And others said, he is a prophet like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard of it, he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised. For it was Herod who had sent and seized John and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because he had married her. For John had been saying to Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to put him to death. But she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he kept him safe. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet heard him gladly. But an opportunity came when Herod on his birthday gave a banquet for his nobles and military commanders and the leading men of Galilee. For when Herodias's daughter came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, "Ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it to you." And he vowed to her, "Whatever you ask me, I will give you, up to half of my kingdom." And she went out and said to her mother, "For what should I ask?" And he said, "The head of John the Baptist." And she came in immediately with haste to the king and asked, saying, "I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter." And the king was exceedingly sorry, but because of his oaths and his guests, he did not want to break his word to her. And immediately the king sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard of it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in a boat to a desolate place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When he went ashore and saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Jason Harris.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Savior Jesus Christ. Today's meditation is from Mark 6 in our reading. Here we see the demise of John, the greatest of all the prophets, the one who stood before Jesus and showed him to the crowd, saying, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Yet though he be greatest of the prophets, in the eyes of the world, he is the least. He is nothing. In fact, it is particularly tragic the way he died, where on a drunken offer, Herod said that he could have his head on a platter. And I remember the old movie from King of Kings, where this woman that was dancing before him, and Herod, sloppy drunk, and offers her whatever she wants, up to half his kingdom, when she demands his head. And it seems so sickening and so base. But that's the way things are in this world. That's the way that the picture we have in Revelation, the whore of Babylon, the powers of this world, the false religions, that's how they view the church. They do wish to gobble us up. They do wish to pursue God and his anointed into the wilderness. We have the picture of the whore of Babylon drunk on the blood of the saints. We might picture this worldly woman, this false church, as she dances before the kings and is shown love by all the powers and principalities of this world. We might picture in our head a godless, polyamorous LGBT witch who is out there to kill, to devour little babies. And we might say, there's a good picture, reflecting our reading today. But realize that all of us have gone astray. We are all in the biblical picture like an adulterous woman. We despise preaching in his word. We have followed after false gods and the pleasures of this world. We have not gladly heard and rejoiced in the word of God. Yet when our Lord, who is the faithful bridegroom, who like Hosea comes to get us, the adulterous Gomer, he doesn't see us for our sin. He doesn't see the despicable nature of who we are dancing around at some drunken Roman orgy. Instead, he sees his bride. This is the greatest love story ever told. Love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. Even when we are in the midst of killing and persecuted the Lord's anointed. Jesus looks over Jerusalem just before Holy Week, and he says, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing." This is similar to the statement Jesus made in our reading today in Mark 6. He looked and saw the crowd who have gone all over the countryside and had no food, and he said, when he went ashore, he saw a great crowd and had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. In Christ, we are brought into him, we are betrothed to him, we are made one with him and are no longer this woman wandering. We are his chosen bride. We are presented before him as blameless and pure. We become the new Jerusalem, coming out of the cloud, coming out of heaven, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. This is the way our bridegroom sees us. This is why we await for our bridegroom to call us and to come to us, to have compassion on us and gather us together into the wedding feast. Now may this peace, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Let us pray. O Lord, you granted your prophets strength to resist the temptations of the devil and courage to proclaim repentance. Give us pure hearts and minds to follow your Son faithfully even into suffering and death. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord Almighty bless us and direct our days and our deeds in his peace. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for morning prayer. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless and preserve you.